Wonderful Holy Spirit, you are welcome here once again. You are welcome to reveal Jesus to our hearts, as only you can do, Holy Spirit. I welcome you now, my friend. And wonderful Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for sending your word to our hearts. I thank you for another message that will bring healing and deliverance to the hearts of the people. Father, I thank you for the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage. I give you the praise for it now, in Jesus' name. To the book of Genesis, the 22nd chapter, verses 7. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, My father. And he said, Behold, here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. In the book of St. John, chapter 1, verses 29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and said, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And then in Revelation, chapter 5, verses number 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden bowls full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory. What we're going to be speaking on today, God's Lamb has taken away our sins. God's Lamb has taken away our sins. If you will notice in the book of Genesis, 22nd chapter, when God had instructed Abraham to take his son up to a mountain that he was going to show him, and there he was to offer his son up upon that mountain as a sacrifice. So Abraham, hearing the voice of God, Abraham obeyed the voice of God. So Abraham got up early in the morning, and he took the young man and his son Isaac. And when Abraham got to the place that God had instructed him to go to, Abraham began to prepare the altar for the sacrifice. And I want you to pick it up in verse 7 of Genesis 22. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire in the wood. But Isaac is asking his father, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Isaac is curious to know. He said, Father, I see everything but the sacrifice that you're going to offer up to God. I'm very much aware that God has led you to come up to this mountain. I'm very much aware that God has instructed you to take me up here with you. But I really don't know why. See, I'm not really in the knowledge, Father, as to why you're having me to come. But I watch you prepare this altar. I watch you fix it as though a burnt offering is going to be made. But I'm asking the question, where is the lamb? And Abraham said, my son, I want you to catch this. Abraham said, in reference to the question that Isaac asked, my son, God will provide himself a lamb. And our message is, God's lamb has taken away our sins. Abraham has responded to the question that Isaac asked. God will provide himself a lamb. Now, I want you to notice this. Under the Old Testament, the animal sacrifices that was being offered up to God, there was a variety of animals. There were rams, heifers, pigeons, turtle doves, goats, and even lambs. And the lambs had to be males without blemish, without spot. There could not be no imperfection in the animals that they was offering up to God. But now we see here how Abraham is actually speaking prophecy. He's actually speaking something that was yet to take place. God has given Abraham insight through the telescope of time as to the lamb that God will provide himself. We are getting a complete picture of Calvary, of the one that was to come. And Abraham is speaking and telling Isaac, God will provide himself a lamb. God's lamb is Jesus. Now, before God's lamb became Jesus, he was the Word. In John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Drop down to verse 14, and the Word was made. Which the better translation is, the Word became flesh. See, the Word cannot be made, but the Word does make. The Word became flesh, became like one of his creation or one of his creatures. And the purpose of the Word being incarnate, which means to invest in a human form, was for the purpose of redeeming mankind back to the Father. But notice, God will provide himself a lamb. As I started out saying that the priest would offer these animals to God for burnt offerings. But the animals that was offered up, none of them could not remove, blot out, take away the sins of the people. Because if those animals that was offered up could remove the sins from the people, there would not have been any need to continue to offer them up. So to prove how powerless those lambs were, and there was only a type of the lamb that God was going to send in the future. The Bible says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son or his lamb. Oh, glory to God. God sent forth his lamb. Now remember, the lamb is used as a sacrificial offering. If you notice in the book of Genesis, I want you to notice something. In Genesis chapter 3, in Genesis chapter 3, verses 21. Now, after Adam and Eve had disobeyed God, well, after Eve was enticed by the serpent that the enemy used in partaking of this tree that they was told not to partake of, Eve ate of the fruit and in turn gave to Adam. As a result, they both died spiritually, yet they were still standing naturally. See, the Bible speaks of spiritual death, physical death, and then eternal death. Let me break them down. Spiritual death is the separation of man from God because of sin. That's spiritual death. Physical death is the separation of the soul and the body from, or the spirit and the soul from their body. You have a lot of people walking around today that's alive naturally, but they're dead spiritually, meaning they're separated from God because of sin. Sin separates man from God. Sin puts up a wall between God and man. But God's Lamb, who is Jesus, came to break down or tear down the middle wall of partition, not just dividing Jew from Gentile, but that kept man from approaching the throne of grace for himself. Now, in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verses 20, I want you to notice something. And Adam called his wife name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skin and cloak them. I want you to see something in this verse. What God actually did was God killed an animal, and the blood of that animal was used in reference to atoning for what Adam and Eve done. God in this verse was showing us, if you notice, when Adam and Eve hid themselves from God, they took fig leaves and sewed them together and tried to cover their own nakedness. And you see, whenever man tries to cover his own sins, as the Bible says, he that covers his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confess and forsake them shall have mercy. Now that's true repentance. When you confess something, you have to forsake that thing. So now God healed an animal. Notice, an innocent animal was sacrificed on behalf of Adam and Eve. An innocent animal was sacrificed for somebody who was guilty. The animal did not do nothing wrong, but yet the animal was used in sacrificing on behalf of the guilty party. God was showing man in this verse how that he would provide himself a lamb who would offer up himself, who did no sin, neither was gold found in his mouth, who would offer up himself without spot to God, that will purge our conscience from dead works and enable us to serve the true and the living God. So now this animal that God killed was a typifying or foreshadow of the lamb that God was going to provide for man. And if you notice in Genesis 22, Abraham told Isaac, God will provide himself a lamb. Now, God providing himself a lamb simply shows that the lambs that were being sacrificed and being offered did not have the ability nor the power to remove the guilt and the sins away from the people. Everything under the law was a shadow of what was to take place in the future. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1, listen to what it says. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices, which they offer year by year continually, make the comest thereunto perfect. If the animals that was being offered up could make the comest thereunto complete and whole, there would not have been no need to keep offering them up year after year after year. What those animal sacrifices only did was cover and suppress the sins of the people for an entire year. But God's lamb that he was going to provide would not cover the sins of man, but remove or take them away. Look at St. John chapter 1. Look at what John said in reference to Jesus. John 1 verse 29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold, look and see, take notice of, get a good look at, the Lamb of God, Lamb, the sacrificial offering. Lambs were used as sacrifices. And what John is saying in verse 29 of chapter 1 is in reference to what Abraham said that God would do. Abraham told Isaac, this was hundreds of years even before God's lamb came to planet Earth. Abraham said God will provide himself a lamb. But now John turns around and says, look and see, the Lamb of God. You see, the fullness of time had come. When God got tired of all the animals being raised, being fed, being nurtured, being handpicked, God got tired of all of those animals being offered up constantly, year after year, the fat of the animal being burned. And yet the people, get this, the people depended upon the high priest to go into the Holy of Holies every year. October the 10th was what you call the Day of Atonement. And every year this man would go into this place with the blood of the animal, first for himself and then for the people. The people would stand outside waiting. That was a day of consecration, a day of atoning, a day of having their sins atoned for by the blood of an innocent animal. But yet the blood of that animal could not erase, could not blot out, could not remove, take away the sins that the people had committed during that year. But now John said, behold, the Lamb of God that Abraham said God would provide himself a lamb. Behold, the lamb is now here. God's sacrifice is now on planet Earth. But we have an appointed time to be offered up. Just like the Day of Atonement was an appointed day and time for the high priest to go into the Holy of Holies to offer up this animal for the people. Jesus knew that his appointed time had come for him to come upon this earth, live upon this earth, preach the gospel of the kingdom, go about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil, because God had anointed him to do so. So when that day came, for the purpose of this lamb that God provided, that God showed Abraham that he would provide, and that John now say, behold, the Lamb of God. Notice what he said, which take it away. He didn't say cover. Which take it away the sin of the world. The animals that the priests offered up was not basically for the world. They was basically for the nation of Israel. But God's Lamb that he was going to provide would not just deal with the nation of Israel, but deal with every man, woman, boy, and girl that's on planet Earth. The Bible says, for God so loved the world, not a secular group that's in the world, not a chosen people that's in this world. God so loved the world, mankind, that he gave his only begotten Son, his Lamb, that whosoever believeth in him, in God's Lamb, would not perish or should not perish, but have everlasting life. So John said, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Now I want you to notice something. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 3. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. So this proves the animals that was offered up by the priest did not remove the guilt out of the conscience of the people. The people remembered what they did. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body thou hast prepared me. But a body hast thou prepared me. The word invest in human form was God's Lamb that he provided. My God. Look at Revelation chapter 5, verses 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, watch this, as it had been slain, past tense. So what the Revelator is letting us see is that the lamb that he now sees standing has been resurrected, because the lamb that God showed Abraham that he would provide, that John said, look and see, the Lamb of God that God said he would provide, has come, died, was buried, rose again, and is now alive forevermore. So my friend, as I close, God's Lamb has taken away our sins. And if you don't know this Lamb of God, and the Lamb of God is Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The sacrifice that he offered up to the Father has now enabled mankind to approach the throne of grace for themselves. Because under the old covenant, the people could not approach God for themselves. They depended upon the priest to get right with God themselves and then do what was needed to get the people right. But now the Lamb that God provided has enabled mankind to now approach the throne of grace boldly, that they may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And we sure enough need this Lamb today. And the Lamb that God provided has enabled you and I to now go before God and let God know exactly what we need. And if you don't know God's Lamb, I want you to know his name is Jesus Christ, that he loves you, he died for you, he has sacrificed his life, an innocent life, for the guilty porter. And we all were guilty. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And my friend, if you do not know Jesus, I ask you and I urge you even now to accept him before it's eternally too late. The Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? What made our salvation so great is because of the Lamb that God provided, the things that he actually went through before going to Calvary, the things he suffered for our faith. And if we reject what Jesus, God's Lamb, has done, we cannot escape hell, damnation, and fire. Which is, if not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And that's a choice, my friend, that God leave up to you even now. And if you're not saved, would you bow your head and pray this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, I realize that I'm a sinner. I'm lost and bound. And I realize after hearing your word that you are God's Lamb that he has provided for my sins. I repent of my sins, and I acknowledge to you I have failed you. And I invite you into my heart, wonderful Jesus. I now turn from sin and turn my life over to you. And wonderful Lord, according to your word, I believe that God raised you from the dead, and I am saved. According to Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if I would confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead, I shall be saved. And wonderful Jesus, I now invite you and accept you as my Lord and Savior. And I thank you for saving me now. My friend, you have been in tune to another message of Knowing the Truth Ministry with Elder Ernest Forrester. If you would like a copy of this tape and any other tape that we have available, just write to me at Elder Ernest Forrester at 2136 Auger Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70116. And while you're doing that, write me a letter to let me know how this message has blessed you and if this message has encouraged you in some kind of a way. So until we meet again, until the next time, this has been Knowing the Truth Ministry, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The message that you've been listening to today is entitled, God's Lamb Has Taken Away Our Sins. And my friend, religion, tradition will not and has never saved anyone. The only thing that religion has done was kept men in bondage. But Jesus, God's Lamb, came to tear down the middle wall partition, to bring about a new and a living way, a way that's different from the old traditional standards of our day. And my friend, you accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior is the best choice that you could ever make. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. So, my friend, God's Lamb has taken away our sins. And the question comes to you today, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If Jesus is not your personal Lord and Savior, my friend, if you die, you will go to the lake of fire. But understand, in the message, we've understood why Jesus came as God's Lamb to sacrifice for you and I. And if you want to accept Jesus this day, I would like to take this time to pray with you. Will you bow your head for a moment? And I want you to repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you lost, bound. I'm a sinner, and I'm tired of living in sin. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Come into my heart and be Lord of my life. I believe you died. I believe you was buried. I believe you rose again. And I believe you're alive today. And Lord Jesus, I now accept you as my Lord, as my Master, as my Savior. Thank you so much for a new beginning. Thank you for changing me. And thank you for giving me the assurance of heaven being my eternal resting place when I leave this world. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, I want you to write us. And we'd like to send you a book to help you to grow. You've been listening to the New Beginning Ministry broadcast with Evangelist and Pastor E.A. Forrester. To correspond with us, write us at New Beginning Ministry, P.O. Box 58106, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70158. If this message has inspired you or challenged your life, drop us a line and let us know. So until next week, remember, you don't have to stay the same because the New Beginning is coming your way.